Short word for Parsha Sav, Shabbos Agoldo, Erev Pesach, Shalio B'Shabbos, Lunch by the Nishas Rech HaParbas of Moshe. Rav Pinkus has a gorgeous idea, which I think very much applies to Shabbos, to Pesach, and to being a Yid itself. Rav Pinkus is Yartza yesterday. Parsha talks about Karban Toda. Specifically, when it comes to the Karban Toda, we know that the Karban Toda has to be brought with 40 loads of bread, and it also must be consumed the day it is brought, and before the next morning. It must be eaten the day it is brought, and eat in the next morning. Why Dafka are there 40 breads brought with it? And why Dafka in this short time period? Says Rav Pinkus, such an incredible idea. Why Dafka the Karban Toda has to be with 40 breads and has been such a short time span? Karban Toda is not just a feast. It's a feast of Akar Satov to their bonus shum, says Rav Pinkus. For salvation you received, it's not enough to be thankful in private. We must publicly thank Hashem. It's an opportunity to thank Hashem. But at the end of the day, the strict time limit will enhance us and ensure us and make us invite other people to come to make sure when we come to thank the Rabbon Shem, we invite other people as well. And that's the whole Indian. Pesach is a time of Achdus. Pesach is a time of recognizing the Rabbon Shem. We know that the Tasha Rebbe, when it comes to B'digas Chametz, he was so careful. When the Rebbetzin would told him that the Chametz was done, it was time for B'digas Chametz. And he was going around with his chassidim and his mishpach. They found the chalaro. He whispered into his ear, make sure that you don't know. No one heard. No one saw the Chametz. Because of the Rebbetzin knowing that after work, she worked so hard. And we found the chalarol, that will be chametz itself. The whole inyan of dayenu, the whole inyan of magid, is to be makir to the bonushim, to be thankful to the bonushim, but to do it with the achdus, to do it with tremendous hakar satov. Like Rav Shor said, Rav Shor quoted one of the svarim that said, if you look at how many times in the Torah does it mention Kadosh Baruch Hu's name, 1,820 times, 1820, and how many words are there from magid? Right, magid is the essence of the whole Haggadah, from Halach Ma'aniyah until Gal Yisrael. 1820. Says Rav Shor that the whole essence of Magid is to be thankful to the Ribbono Shel Olam, is to be makir to the Ribbono Shel Olam, hayu hayu v'viya at Kodesh Baruch Hu's name. So at the end of the day, the whole inyan of the Magid, the whole inyan of being at the Seder, is to be makir to the Ribbono Shel Olam, but spreading the gratitude and spreading it with achta, spreading it with love, spreading our gratitude to Kodesh Baruch Hu, but making sure that we're doing that in a public arena, in a public way. I thought that idea from Rav Pinkus, from the Tasha Rebbe, and from Rav Shor very much they coincide with each other. That at the end of the day, Shabbos, Parsha Sav, the Karman Toda is one of Dafka that had been Karman Toda to the Ribbono Shel Olam, was filled with love and gratitude to the Ribbono Shel Olam, but it's Dafka done to have it with others with sensitivity and care. And that's the ultimate essence of the Seder. It's the ultimate essence of Magid to makir tov to the Ribbono Shel Olam, but to do it publicly, to do it with everyone from Halach Ma'aniyah until we get to Gal Yisrael, 1820 times of Kodesh Baruch Hu's name, because that's the whole essence of Pesach, the whole essence of Seder, to find the Rabbon Hashem in our lives, to be makir to Him, and to feel His love and feel His support every single day. Wishing everyone a good Shabbos, good Yom Tov, Chag Kasher, Sameach Shchach.